13, 10 or 9. We want to know how many times have you injured the same body part?
Oh, I feel so sad.
Halsey Jade, not yes. having a great time at the moment.
No, so she's broken like a bone on the same like part of her body. So she broke her toe.
Yep.
Then she's subsequently broken the same bone in that leg, and she's in a moon boot now. So we were thinking to ourselves yesterday, wonder how many times someone's broken the same body part. Surely, like, someone's copped it five times.
Something along
those
lines.
In the same spot, maybe.
Because it can happen with the bigger bones, like in your arm, and you end up, like, it gets weaker.
Yeah.
And it breaks again there more easily.
Very easy.
My friend has broken his pinky toe on his right foot three times.
Ew.
I've done it once.
Ooh.
And it is the most painful experience I think I've ever been through.
Yeah, terrible.
Oh,
pinky
I could
toes.
Imagine.
You can't wear your shoe, you're so incapacitated for such a small injury.
Oh, I'd be right. I'd just be wearing my thongs all the time. Life wouldn't change too much
for
me.
Anyway.
I know. I do. I love my thongs.
A tiny bone can really hurt is the lesson there.
How many times have you broken the same body part, Deb?
Four times I have broken my nose.
Oh, hell, four times.
You just love street fights? Or?
Yeah, not really. No.
So walk us through, when was the first time you broke your nose?
First time I was about 14 playing netball.
Yep.
And I still remember it clearly, and I was playing rep netball back in the day, playing against Hawkesbury River. Two people I went down for the ball at the same time as another one, smacked my nose straight on the back of the other person's head.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ow. All right, second time?
Second time was a basketball fair in the face, like full pelt right in the face.
Oh, Deb, yep. What is it with you and balls?
I know, right?
I know.
It's slapping you everywhere.
Jesus.
And then third time was actually one of the funniest. It was a can of pineapple fell out of a cupboard. Straight onto my nose at my brother's engagement party.
Deb!
I know.
Your idea of funny and mine's a bit different, I think.
Okay.
Well, it was a while ago.
Now it's funny to look back on.
All right, fourth time?
Fourth time was my son, who is now 28, but he was a toddler and, you know, mucking around, and he gave me a smashing headbutt.
Oh, jeez.
Deb. To the nose.
How is your nose, does it look different to when it did when you were younger?
Oh, hell yeah, it's so bent. And actually, my partner, when I was telling him about it, we've been together just 5 years, and he says to me, so you weren't born like that.
Oh, that's... I've got a question. So when that obviously happens, you know, have you ever thought of getting a nose job?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, would you do it if you, like, is it a finance thing? Like what's stopped that?
Yeah, so years ago I went to, like, when they talked about it and they said, no, wait till you're a bit older, because this all started younger.
Yeah.
And then, put it off, you know, doing whatever else. But, yeah, financing, that's, you're spot on.
But do you know what, though, Deb? I'm sorry, like, I'm glad your partner can joke about it, but, like, you know what, sometimes you just have to deal with life, right? So, you're still the same person.
Oh, yeah. It's not that bad, I don't think.
You're
all right. You're okay,
you're all right.
I get by.
Whenever you feel down, you just look at pictures of footballers.
Oh, hell yeah. Much better than them.
Thanks for your call, Dan.
Thanks, Deb. Appreciate that. Lynn's next. Hey, Lynn.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Now, Lynn, tell us, can you top any of those stories?
Yeah, I've broken my right... I've broken my right leg five times.
Oh.
Okay, let's just a summary of the injuries.
Yeah.
Well, I was five and it was broken in three places at the same time. I was pushed off a really high super dip by a fat kid and then he jumped on me.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
I was pretty screwed and I had plaster from toe to hip in kindergarten on crutches. Thought I was pretty cool. Second time I was 15, first job door to door selling orange juice.
Oh.
And it started raining and I ran up these steps and they were concrete and I had Ugg boots on and I slipped and bang, ended up come home on crutches in plaster.
Oh, my God. Third?
Third time I got hit by a drunk off-duty ambulance driver on my push bike.
No. Never heard that. I never saw that one coming.
No, neither did Lynn. Number four?
That was it. That was the whole five. So three times. Yeah.
You count three on the primary school one because it was three places. That's fair.
Gotcha.
I got hit and went over the hangers and smashed my bike and, yeah.
Jeez, you're lucky to be alive.
So I get a bit of an ache now because I'm old, so when it's a bit cold, it aches a little bit, but, yeah, I'm all right. I'm dealing. It's still straight.
That's lucky.
Thank you, Lynn. Wow. I've got to say, 10 out of 10 callers today.
I can't believe this. Level. Do we risk going to Matthew?
I reckon we
should. All right. Matthew, how you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. So tell us which body part and how many times.
So I've dislocated my left knee over 100 times.
That takes the game.
I'm glad we took the risk.
Let's not roll through each time.
No,
but
we don't have time.
Give us the gist. Why?
So, when I was 15, we just finished playing some street cricket.
Yeah.
Just walking back to the house, and I stepped in a pothole, and my foot turned 90 degrees to the left, and then my leg folded back underneath me. And my kneecap decided to go on a holiday to the side of my knee. And it sheared off a piece of bone.
Oh, so now it's just sort of flops around there.
Like
a couple of plates in the cupboard.
Sometimes. It depends on what I'm doing.
Matthew, have you thought about just chopping it off? Like, is that an option? Just saying. Like, if it's that many times, like, it must be more of a hindrance.
Have you ever been asked that question, Matthew?
Yeah, I make the joke all the time.
Yeah, that's a legitimate question. Like, of course.
I've only just now, after, I think that happened 14 years ago, I'm only just now seeing a physio and looking at a knee reconstruction. But, yeah, I stretched the ligaments and everything, and it got to the point where any time I slipped over, even sometimes when I try to stand up, it would just pop out.
It's making me physically ill just thinking about it.
I'm sorry.
You took the cake today. I mean, that's an unbelievable story.
Good luck with everything, man, and good luck. And thank you for everyone that called the show today. Wow.
They just all... If you told people those stories, they go, nah, fake.
Yeah.
You know what? Broken bone stories are so good for the radio because they're always, like, really left of...
Centre. The lady delivering orange juice...
I was going to say, remember that time you were an orange juice salesman door-to-door? Nah, because no one's ever done that.
Talking Cardi B right now.
A girl had beef with me, she gonna have beef with me forever.
That's right. She's one of the most interesting people in pop culture at the moment.
For one.
Like, love or hate her music, she's just a fascinating human being. And she loves to say crazy things when she does interviews and stuff.
She's almost like the female Kanye West. That's how I describe her.
Even more interesting.
Mm.
Like, he'll say something just to be insulting or whatever.
Oh, no, she's out, like, yeah.
Whereas she's saying stuff that you just, like, squint your eyes and go, is that real? Huh? A lot? Anyway, Jade, the other day you sent a video through to the group of this bird, like a little budgerigar, and it was just sort of chatting away, and I thought to myself, I think that Cardi B is part bird. And I've started to collect some evidence because I think, like, and not just one bird, but she sounds, in fact, at times a lot like a bunch of different birds. So let's start with Cardi B saying the word okur.
Why aren't you understanding? Okur!
Right? Now, this is something that she does quite a bit.
It's a trademark.
It is a trademark, but I've also tracked down a budgerigar saying a very similar sounding thing. Now, if we listen to that again...
Is that the full bird?
That's a bird.
Why aren't you understanding?
Cardi B? It's really hard to tell which is which. And I think, you know, that's a piece of evidence number one that she's part bird. Let's move to a different bird this time, the green parrot. Let's hear Cardi B saying, like, laughing. All right. Now let's listen to the green parrot making a similar noise.
Can I hear Cardi B again?
He's Cardi.
She's definitely part bird. Let's move this on to the grey catbird, which lives over in like the United States and moves down into South America as well. We'll start with Cardi B making what I call a catbird type sound. All right, now let's listen to the grey catbird of North America.
Okay.
That is so great. That is amazing.
I therefore put it to you with those three bits of evidence, Cardi B is part bird.
So we've got Cardi B part bird and we've got Jade part horse.
Yeah.
Give us your horsey.
What a mix.
Wrap up the show.
Mic, though. Right. Go off mic.
Okay, I'm going off the mic, okay.
Kill my eardrums every time, but I love it. All right, right now, Darren McMullen from The Voice is here.
Hello. Didn't see you there. How are you? My name's Darren McMullen. I'm hosting that show, The Voice.
The Voice is returning to our screens this Sunday. The host of the show, Darren McMullen, joins us now. Tell me, mate, you're back to The Voice. It must be like sleeping with an old ex. What's changed this time around, man?
Well, isn't it so satisfying having sex with an ex, though?
Isn't it just? It's amazing. Just one time, you know, so you're only back for the season.
You just kind of fall back into the, you know, your old routine and everything's great and you know how to, you know.
You know the moves.
You know how to do the moves.
It was a little like that. I was really hitting my stride again. We were doing the battles, and it was great being on that live stage again in front of the studio audience. And I'd really missed that because most of the stuff I've done is like documentary-style things in the interim. And it was actually when I was on The Masked Singer, the giant porn, I was kind of watching Osher Gunsberg do his thing from behind the mask going, God, I actually really missed this.
I could do better than that.
Yeah, well, yeah, but serendipitously, Channel 9 called a few weeks later and said, hey, I don't suppose you'd think about coming back to The Voice this year. I was like, oh, I think I would. I actually think I would love to do that. And then we hit our stride and went, COVID ruined it for everyone.
I know. I hate COVID.
Well, the US Voice, obviously, they're midway through their season at the moment and they're doing the whole performing at home. Do you think that that's going to happen for us here?
I don't think they'll be performing at home. I think they've got 8 different possible scenarios the producers have been working on, and they're just kind of going to roll with whatever the government goes with on any given day, which seems to change drastically. So I don't think anybody knows what the restrictions will be in a month's time, and whatever they are, they do have a plan to fit that. And I think it's good. I think, you know, if it does mean that we're all filming from home, people will understand that and accept that. And I think in a lot of ways it makes the show more current and real. And I think whatever we do is going to be a world first for The Voice. And I think it's going to be good.
It's another guessing element if you do start filming from home, because I'll be sitting there going, is he wearing pants or is he not wearing pants?
Is that a real library?
Yeah.
Is that a backdrop?
Oh, what did I just see in that reflection? I hope it was a dong.
Yeah. The answer will definitely be no. He's not wearing pants. That's probably.
There's nothing refreshing than being at home. Like I'm a nudist at home. I speak openly about it on the show. And, like, I get it from my mother, I've worked out, because she's now working from home and she actually did the stand-up for me when I FaceTimed her. And so she was just in her undies.
Oh, my Lord.
Jade, you're going to be watching The Voice thinking about Darren McMullen's dong.
Yes.
He's okay.
Well, Jade, you say you got it from your mum. Don't you and your mum have, like, showers still?
We still do. And you know what, Darren? The guys think I'm absolutely bonkers, but I'm 30. I'm 34 in July. And yeah. I just have a close relationship with my mum. And if I go visit her in Queensland... And she'll be like, oh, I'm jumping in the shower. I'll be like, I'm coming. Like, it's what I do.
Oh, you're from Queensland. That explains it.
Explains a lot. Don't you worry.
Got it. Right. I was like, what on earth? Actually, I dated a girl once who had a very similar relationship with our whole family. And she was quite honest. Like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I thought my dad will be in when I'm in the shower. I'm like, what? Wait. What do you mean? She goes, not in the shower with me, obviously. Like, you know, he'll be in, like, brushing his teeth or whatever, getting ready for work. I'm like, no, I don't know what you mean. This is completely bizarre.
No, you say that, but Jade and her mum are actually in the shower together.
Yeah, having a shower. That's,
yeah,
so you've leveled each other up.
See?
Yeah, but you know,
oh my God.
I'm just have a good relationship. And with my sister, like, we're all the same. If I could, like, go up there now and jump in the tub with them, I would. Like, I honestly don't have a problem with it. And it's nothing, like, incestual or anything like that. Like, it's just we're close. My mum gave birth to me. It's just I'm open in that sense, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Me and my dad watch Pornhub together all the time.
Have you taken advantage of the premium freebie at the moment, Darren, on Pornhub? Because during COVID-19, they're like, hey, everyone use premium for free. They're doing us all a service.
Darren McMullen is not short of a dollar. If he wants it, he's paying for it in the normal times.
Yeah, yeah. I never actually get that far into the video that I need the premium section. I only make it 30 seconds into every video anyway. So there's no point paying the extra money. I did actually have a situation where my dad was killing me for saying this, but I'm going to anyway. He'd asked me to put on, the AirPlay because he wanted to watch a soccer match. This is when we were in America. And I said, yeah, sure. So he put, give me your phone. Like, the soccer match is on here. You AirPlay it to the telly. And I left him alone. And I came back a half an hour later, and there was some porn play, some pretty questionable porn playing on my TV. And I was like, what the hell is this? I was like, Dad, you're in the bathroom.
Dad's still
like, yeah,
frisky.
You are, but you first have to take the AirPlay off, you muppet.
Darren McMullen co-hosting the Novo's part two of our chat with him next.
Oh, hello. Didn't see you there. How are you? My name's Darren McMullen. I'm hosting that show, The Voice.
I'm really loving The Voice. Obviously, it's had the same team for a while now in terms of the coaches. Are you loving working with Boy and Kelly and Guy and Delta? I think they're a really good team.
I really like them, actually. I pulled Guy aside halfway through the blank. And I think you're maybe my favorite coach I've ever worked with. And it was true because he's so funny and very quick-witted, and he knows how to be funny. But at the same time, he gets the process because having come through the process himself, he understands how stressful and emotional these people will be. And he knows when to give great advice too. And anybody that comes onto the show and leaves, regardless of whether they go through, leaves with some great advice from him. And Boy George is fantastic at that as well. Just saying, hey, you didn't get through. This is why. Work on this. Don't give up. These are all the great points about your voice. This is what you need to work on. And if you do that, there is potential. But this is why nobody turned today. And then, of course, having the two divas, Kelly and Delta, who are phenomenal singers. It's such a great little group, and it felt like a very close-knit family on stage. So I hope we do all get to, you know, suit and boot back up and go work together again, but who knows?
That's a really great insight into Boy George, because when I've watched the show, when they're all standing there picking, I'm like, don't go, Boy George. No, why would you? Because he doesn't relate to me as a coach. Like, I'm always like Delta because I love her. But that's really interesting that you said that about him, and it sort of changed my opinion then, like, if I was to go
Boy
on the show
George
and get picking.
Boy George is loose. I want to go partying with him. Imagine that.
Boy George is a legend, absolute legend. I mean, you forget how legendary and old he is because he just looks so good. But, I mean, just check out his Instagram and you'll see him back in the day with like David Bowie, Freddie Mercury, Elton John, and they're all young and hanging out. You're like, God, this guy has been doing this for decades. And you forget how legendary he was, and completely reinvents himself every decade as well. You know, Culture Club obviously blew up, and then he went very reggae. And then for me personally, growing up really into my dance music, it was his Ministry of Sound stuff that I loved. He was always the main DJ for Ministry of Sound. And when I left The Voice, that was one of the things I was really gutted about, that Boy George came on as a coach. I was like, oh, man, I would have loved to have worked with Boy George.
Yeah.
And now I've got the opportunity, and he's a sweetheart. The very first time I met him was at a restaurant, a welcome lunch at a restaurant here, and he came up. He's like, "Darren, hi, I'm George. I hear you're absolutely crazy. What's your star sign?" I'm like, "Aquarius." "Oh, you're bonkers. You're off the wall. We're going to get along splendidly."
Plus, I reckon he's equally as good a hat wearer as Pharrell. Like, I reckon they go toe-to-toe, some of the best in the world.
Best in the world. They're all custom-made for him, I think.
Wow.
So to get some
yeah,
sort of little,
that's what I've
same
heard.
Guy. They all come from the same guy. And he travels with a special hat case as well, which is kind of cool.
That's amazing. Mate, I've got to ask you as well. Obviously, you're sharing this year with Renee. I think it's a cool little duo you've got going. Who do you like better, Sonia or Renee?
Renee, without a doubt. Renee and I have been friends for years and years. We you know, I was at MTV when she was at Channel V, we always wanted to work together, and it's amazing to get the opportunity now. And because there is that familiarity, she doesn't mind sticking it to me, which I love. So the banter's been great on set, and you know, she's so professional and, you know, reads all the scripts and does the background research and, you know, and then I just kind of rock up. Just there for the eye candy, really, guys. That's my role in it.
Yeah.
Well, and smile and let Renee do all the hard work.
It's really good to have you guys back home on Aussie TV because, you know, we need the quality presenters here.
Yeah, well, it's good to be back on Aussie TV. It's been a long time and... I just watching the ads the other day for The Voice. It feels really, really timely in this whole period of uncertainty. Have that lovely familiar show that's now going into its ninth season, and the familiar big red chairs and the coaches that you know from last year. It's been really nice to see. I think Australians will love the show, particularly this year. There's some phenomenal voices. There's a lot of world firsts. We're doing the block feature, so each coach during the blind audition can block another coach from having somebody
twice.
They've got the youngest ever singer on The Voice is 12 years old. We've got the oldest singer ever is 79 years old.
Aww,
and actually opened up for the Beatles once back in the day. So there's an Australian Idol winner performing as well. So there's a lot of great stuff. We're bringing back the All Stars as well, which of course Diana Rubis won last year, so that was a success. There's some great familiar faces going all the way back to season one, so people I've worked with years ago too. And we actually have international all-stars this year as well, so people that have won The Voice in different countries coming on to our Voice. So,
so the
talent pool is phenomenal.
It's going to be
good
huge.
Stuff,
awesome,
mate.
Man.
We're very excited. May 24th, put it in your diaries. Darren McMullen, the host of The Voice. Thanks for joining us, mate. Been a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We're talking Jade's other daddy now.
That's right. I have an other daddy. We're calling him Glenn Daddy. Daddy Glenn.
So give us the backstory. Last year on the show, Glenn thought that you were, in fact, his long-lost
daughter.
Yeah.
So he reached out and he asked me a question. Huge thing to do. And, you know, we even met him. We came to the studio. He's a really nice guy. I feel bad because I wasn't his other daughter.
Not your
his
fault,
long lost
by
daughter.
The way.
Not my fault. But yeah, because he's just a nice guy and he's cool. And obviously, over the last year, like he sent me the odd message through Facebook and whatnot. And he actually sent me only on Tuesday a picture because he knows how much I like Taylor Swift. He listens to the show a fair bit. And the other day, I wanted to play Taylor Swift's Christmas song on the show.
Yeah.
Because I love Christmas and Taylor. And he sent me this Taylor Swift signed framed picture that's actually for sale on the new Rutherford Buy, Swap and Sell page. So I was like, oh, that's really nice.
Like just a link to it. He didn't buy it for me.
That's he just said
daddy thing to think of. You know, his young daughter.
My daughter loves Taylor Swift. Here's a link to a Taylor Swift thing that I saw.
So he joins us now. Morning, Daddy Glenn.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm cold.
Oh, isn't it chilly? It's freezing.
We've been lucky lately.
Now, Daddy Glenn, I've got to ask you a question, mate. Obviously, you've kept in touch with Jade all of this time. She's not your biological daughter.
That's correct.
Now, I love that you're thinking about Jade. You know she loves Taylor Swift. Do you sort of see Jade as your, you know, your adopted daughter in a way?
Not so much that. I just listen to the three of you guys. I really enjoy listening to all of you.
Oh, you can adopt all of us.
That's all right. We like you, Daddy Glenn.
Yeah.
I think Hamish, how good's Hamish?
I know,
he's
right?
He's very good.
He's the best news reporter. Yeah, I've ever heard. He's brilliant.
Oh,
yeah.
Hamish is
he's giving us the wave.
Air in there, Glennie.
He's blushing.
Yeah. Man, we just thought, you know, we'd check in with you and say g'day and see how things are going.
Anything exciting going on in your life?
Anything's exciting. I've got bees now. I am turning into an old man. I'm doing more gardening and now I've got bees, so...
Oh. So tell us, it's funny you say that because I've been looking into getting bees. And did you get one of those flow hives, like the ones where just turn on the tap? How is it?
They are good. I haven't been able to extract any honey yet because I only got mine in January.
Okay.
But I guess I fell into the category I thought it'd be just as simple as you buy one of these boxes, you put it in your yard, the bees go into it, and you turn the tap and you get honey.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But it's still beekeeping. It's still, you got to have a smoker. You got to break the hive apart and check the frames and look at the condition of the bees.
Right, okay.
But in saying that, I love that. I do love that part of it.
Yeah, so. You know what? That's really cool. It's funny Kruber said that because I said to Ben that we wanted to get one of these little bee flow things because I think it's something everyone's doing now. There's been a lot of documentaries on how, like, bees are, you know, well, not going to be extinct, but, you know, there's they need them more.
So it's funny that you say that, Daddy Glenn.
Daddy Glenn.
Yeah, we're calling you Daddy Glenn.
Just give us an update. It was a long time ago that you did come into the show here. You did find your daughter eventually, didn't you?
No.
You haven't found your
daughter
yet.
Still on the search.
No, how it stemmed was, I'm just turned 50. So when I was 21 or so, I had a girlfriend who had the test from the chemist and it was 99% sure she was pregnant. Then she moved to Sydney to work and then rang me and said, there's no baby. So I always sat in the back of my head, oh, God, I could have a baby. And I would never have known.
Yeah.
So that's where that stems from. But how I come in and met you guys is because I actually won $1,000 on your show.
That's right.
Yeah, because you sent me the picture of yourself holding up a massive novelty check.
Yes.
No, that was just...
Photoshopped.
Holding it closer to the camera so it looked like...
Well, Jade was just, you know, she's got some daddy issues at the moment, Daddy Glenn, so she just wanted to say hello and
check in.
And say thank you for thinking of me and sending me that Taylor Swift memorabilia for sale. Well,
hey, I was a bit shocked with what I seen your butt hanging out the other day. It must have been on the same Facebook page, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look. Jeez, I know Jay does like to, you know, rub-a-dub-dub with the family in the shower, so, you know, Daddy Glenn, you never know.
No, I'm the opposite, Dad. You couldn't be my child. I'm lucky they didn't get me shirt off.
Daddy Glenn, thank you for joining us, mate. Good to catch up.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.